Lisa here. Join me as I celebrate different forms of passion, art, literature, and humanity through fandom, only here on the Happy Feels Podcast. And I'm back. Alam nyo, ginost ko kayo na hindi ako nag-upload last week. Hindi na po tayo manggagos for 2023, so I'm back. Naging busy lang talaga last week. Pero, kaya hindi ako nakapag-record. Pero na actually akong topic in mind last week. Hindi nga lang talaga nakapag-record. Ngayon, I have two topics na. I'm so proud. First topic, yung topic ko for today is about Arashi. And two years after their hiatus and 4 years after their announcement. Tapos yung isa, I wanted to talk about kindness. Ayun lang, pero since isa lang muna para meron ako topic agad sa next episode. So, pag-uusapan natin ay, pero sa totoo lang ah, napagod lang talaga ako dun sa last episode, yung bittersweet, 45 minutes, man. 45 minutes, I talked about a 3-minute song. At hanggang ngayon, hindi ko pa rin siya mapakinggan again. Pero, the thought still stands. Listen to bittersweet. Marinate on the hidden messages of the song. Just think about it. Ganyan. Open-ended naman siya, so masarap pag-isipan. Ayun lang, stan bittersweet. Stan 17 din. Anyways, ayun na nga. So, for today's agenda, for today's topic, I will be talking about, kamusta na kaya ako? Kamusta na kaya ako? Kamusta na after ng hiatus ng Arashi. Alam nyo, i-record ko talaga to dapat kahapon. Yung like saktong 4 years after nung announcement. Pero actually, i-record ko talaga yun last week pa. Pero anyways, yung sunod na schedule ko na i-record to is yung day ng nag-announce sila. But, umiinit talaga yung ulo ko kahapon. So, sabi ko, siguro, wag muna ako mag-record kasi baka mag-grant lang ako. Pero though, ano naman kasi siya, halatang rumor, especially yung timing. But then again, parang, it opens up wounds na, or parang things na sa puso natin. I mean, as me, bilang ako, parang meron siyang na-trigger, I guess, na something. So, ang initial defense mechanism ko is to be angry, but I think at the back of Arashi's fans' mind, parang yung possibility of disbandment is always parang nasa back of their heads na it's not completely impossible, especially na parang may mga news tungkol sa Johnny's na parang ganun. Pero I think for us, or for at least for me, ang pinaka healing ko is to parang gain yung information, yung makuha ko yung information na yun from Arashi themselves. Parang ganun eh. The, at saka at least siguro one more concert. Mga one more concert pero mga 100 shows. Pero ayun, I think, ayun lang. Kasi, pero alam niyo yun, bilang isang fan din ng Arashi, we understand Arashi to the point na, parang, basta sabihin nila sa atin, parang ganun, basta sabihin nila sa atin, tatanggapin naman natin. Ayaw lang talaga natin na galing sa iba. Tsaka, knowing Arashi, knowing na parang ilang years nilang natago yung hiatus announcement nila, I think something big as disbandment. Hindi yun basta-basta lalabas na lang na as a rumor. So, I guess, ayun lang. Yun lang masasabi ko dun. Don't give clout na lang. Anyways, ayun na nga. Kumusta naman? Kumusta ka naman, Arashi fan? Kumusta naman ang lagay na yung puso after ng hiatus? So, looking back, no, I think I've mentioned this nung sa first 2023 episode ko na right after yung December 31, 2020, this is Arashi Live, it wasn't good. It was not good. Doon nasabi, I think nabanggit ko na din to nung ano, nung nag-rewatch ako ng This is Arashi Live na the mental state was parang Arashi for me for the longest time was an entity na I would always go back to when things were hard, were difficult for me. And alam mo yun, parang even na mag-shift ako to other fandoms na parang nag-YouTube era ako, nag-Marvel era ako, manga, seiyu, anime. Like, ang dami ko na pagkaanan ng ibang era na parang minsan na nawawala na din naman yung attention ko sa Arashi themselves. But for me, I had that confidence na kahit lumayo man ako from Arashi, kahit hindi na ako kasing updated or whatever, I know in my heart na Arashi, I have parang I can always go back to them na quote or quote, they're my home in a way na kasi I can all parang I know, parang I'm certain na Arashi is a place, is an entity that I can always go back to when things were like very difficult. Sila yung parang last line of defense ko when yung other things didn't work. Parang yung if my other coping mechanisms doesn't work, I have Arashi. Parang certain na I will gain the happiness or the joy that I want to have from Arashi. Yun yung sa akin na. Yun yung sa akin na. They're really parang the last line of defense. And dahil doon, after the This is Arashi Live nung January 1, 2021, that was when I got lost na I am very extremely sad, but then yung last line, yung parang takbuhan ko when I'm very really extremely sad, it's the same entity na sila lang yung may kakayahan na pasayahin ako when I'm at that mental state. And yun yung conflict nung time na yun. Kasi hindi, paano na ako, parang paano na ako magko-cope dito sa mental state na to, na this kind of sadness can only, for me, for the longest time, when I feel extremely sad, like, na ganito, pupunta ako sa Arashi. But now, I can't even go. Hindi ako makapunta sa Arashi kasi they're the very same thing that's making me sad. Parang the mere just looking at one member, four members, five members, parang actually just the thought of, man, wala na. Parang none. Ganun eh, yung sense of loss na even though andyan pa naman yung ibang members, but yung like the entity that is Arashi, wala na. So yun yung sigurong struggle nung first few months ko na how do I, paano ako sasaya kung yung bagay na nagpapasaya sa akin, yun din yung bagay na nagko-cause sa akin ng sobrang lungkot. Like, causing me so much grief. How do I make myself happy when this thing, this entity, these people na I always run to when I'm feeling very sad, they're also the same entity that's causing me immense grief. Kaya, siguro yun yung struggle. I think it's not just for me. I think a lot of Russians can relate na yung confusion, yung crossroad ba na, what do I do from here? Hindi ko alam. Like, this is like, ano ba yun? Of 10, more than a decade of parang being certain that I will always have an Arashi video, an Arashi song to go to, but now I can't even listen to a second of their song without crying. What now? What do I do now? And syempre, for me, like, I have other fandoms, but then again, parang I know na it's not the same. Parang gano'n na, sabi nga, diba, there's an Arashi hole in our hearts that only Arashi can fill. And yun eh, parang sobrang, ano ba, sobrang hindi ako makakonect. Yung puso ko parang may certain disconnect na, even though I try to hyper-focus myself sa ibang bagay. Siguro, this is first, especially true nung first 2 weeks, I guess. First 2 weeks nung January 2021 na. Grabe. Pero syempre, parang you have to come to a point na hindi pwedeng laging ganun. Parang syempre, it's important to marinate on your feelings and validate your feelings. But then, you also have to try to embrace the reality and face your feelings instead of marinating in them. Parang, okay, what do we do from here? So, I think good thing na nung 2021, naging active na ulit. Naging inactive yung Marvel Cinematic Universe nung 2020 kasi nga yung pandemic and all. But, ayun, nung 2021, bigla silang naglabasan. So, I guess perfect timing for me na okay. I guess, ito na. Parang, it's an okay way to distract myself na. So, kailan ba yun? I think, mga third week ng January, na-show na yung WandaVision. And, I'm also watching with a friend, so it helped. Kasi, I have a friend to talk to about, syempre about WandaVision, but syempre kung if it's just myself na manonood lang ako mag-isa, I don't think I can, I'll be motivated na manood kasi nga parang may void eh, parang may void sa puso ko. So it also helped na after noon meron ng Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So ayun, parang more a major fandom for me si Bucky, si Winter Soldier. So I guess from there I'm distracted, parang hindi na ako hyper focused dun sa loss. The loss is still there. First 6 months hindi ko pa rin kayang makinig sa Arashi song. Parang kaya ko lang manood siguro mga 1 minute 30 second videos, pero hindi ko kaya ng mahaba-haba kasi yung longing grabe pa rin talaga. And ayun, I guess during that time nung 2021 nagbasa ako ng libro. Ayun, nag Happy Feels podcast ako, nanood ako ng series, ng movies, ganun. Parang yung dati kong fandom yung dati, like, yung iba ko fandom, nandun muna yung attention ko. And it, parang, ano din, no, yung timing din, thank you universe, I guess. Yung timing din, tapos, siguro mga June ba yun? Parang, 200 days after the hiatus, nag-post ako ng podcast na pinanood ko rin yung This Is Arashi Live. Kasi, kailangan ko matandaan kung ano nangyari kasi parang natatanda ko lang buong second half nung This Is Arashi Live, I think, parang simula nung Whenever You Call or Typhoon Generation, parang ganun. Umiiyak na ako buong, ano, naiyak ako ng happiness. What is this? Pero, ayun, parang, siguro, after that, mas, hindi ko na sila namimiss. More on, the grief, parang it's the same eh, the longing, the sadness is still the same. I want to believe na it's just that my heart is stronger, na mas kaya niyang i-contain, mas kaya niyang i-power through yung longing and sadness. Yun nga, I will always parang tell myself na it's not that the pain disappears, it's just that we become more stronger. More na nga, stronger ba? We become stronger na oo. Yun yung iniisip ko. Like, not really resilient. If we're too resilient, then parang nai-ignore yung essence ng pain, I guess. Pero pag yung pain, and then we just learn to live with the pain. And I think that's the bittersweet. That's the bittersweet, I know, of being alive na as we grow up, we have to have stronger hearts without parang invalidating the pain or the sadness or the longing that we're going through. We just have to have stronger hearts. Not harder. Parang we have to preserve the softness of our hearts, and at the same time, kahit malambot siya, it has to be strong. Eh, siguro parang rubber. Hindi siya matigas per se, but it's ano, durable, ganyan. But like, ayun, anyways. Ayun lang. Right now, obviously, yung second half, yung mga siguro, yun nga, sa October, nag-umis na ako sa 17. Tapos, yun. And then last year, 2022, yun nga, diba, sabi ko dun sa first episode, I felt hopeful, ganyan, na, okay, tapos na yung 1 year of grieving ko. I think I'm confident that my heart is stronger na even though ina-acknowledge ko na I really, really miss Arashi, parang I just have to live with the pain. I have to live with the longing na it's part of life. Na even though it's something that I really want to happen. I want to see them again. But there are things in life that we just cannot control. And, ayun, we just have to accept that. As parang madaming bagay tayo hindi kontrolado sa buhay natin. And, it's their hiatus is just one of them. So, what we can do is, diba, what we can control is how do we live parang the way na we live with the pain, with the longing, ganun. Then 2022, I was looking through my IG stories. Siguro yun na yung parang I'm opening up more. I don't think, no. But in my defense, I don't think I'm opening up more. It's just, yung 17, they're, ano eh, they're, parang dinidrill nila yung sarili nila sa puso ko. And I think it's not my fault. Char. It's not that I made myself vulnerable. It's just that, parang they saw this vulnerable part of my heart and parang they drilled their way into my heart na I had no choice but to parang let them in to my heart. So ayun, 2022, obviously, it was 17 year. And sabi ko nga, ano, sabi ko, my God, parang I opened my heart to this new fandom, to 17. Para siguro, para hindi ako ganun ka-focus sa pagka-miss ko sa Arashi. But right now, ha, dalawa silang nami-miss ko. Miss ko ang Arashi, miss ko ang 17. Ano na? Though, iba kasing pagka-miss ko sa kanilang dalawa. But then again, miss ko pa rin silang dalawa. Though, ano na? But anyways, ayun na nga. Siguro, looking back, man, siguro same day nung 2021, like ano bang araw ngayon, January 28, 2021, hindi ko siguro kayang tumawa ng ganito. I can't even mention siguro Arashi without tearing up. And I'm happy na nandito ako sa point na to na pag naalala ko talaga yung mga panahon na yon nung 2021, it felt really dim, dark, na parang nasa isa kong malaking dark na bolang bilog na, alam mo yung parang sa fetus, parang kung nandun sa loob ng isang fish bowl na madilim, na closed, na naka ano lang ako doon, parang naka fetus, ano, yung parang palutang-lutang lang ako doon. Yun yung feeling ko every day nung January 2021. And ano, parang when I look back, parang isip ko, thank God for na inopen up ko yung sarili ko sa ibang fandom, na meron, I have my Marvel fandom. I have, siguro, nung time na Marvel fandom, my YouTube fandom, parang, I still have other things na hindi ako totally mako-consume nung grief sa pagkawala. Not really pagkawala. Yung sa pag-pause ng Arashi. Ayun, parang, man, buti na lang. Ay, grabe. Pag isip ko, it's just, ano, no? 2 years ago. Pero sobrang different nung mental state from then and now. And nakakatuwa lang na I was able, and you were able, as Arashi's fan, we were able to parang go through, nalagpasan natin yun. And I'm so proud of you, I'm so proud of me, I'm so proud of us, na even though I know na we miss Arashi even now, parang even tomorrow, we will miss Arashi, na I'm so proud that our hearts became stronger together. And I just hope na whatever happens in the future, whatever announcement, whatever, kung ano man ang mangyari, hindi natin alam eh kung anong mangyayari sa 25th year ng Arashi. ang kaya lang na, talaga nating ma-control or yung kumbaga yung lawak ng kakayanan natin, yung sakop ng kakayanan natin ay just yung within ourselves and ayun, yun lang, yung strength of our hearts, yun lang sana meron tayo by that time. But ayun, that is all I guess for today's episode. Maiksi lang yung episode today. Kasi kaya naman yung 45 minutes ko last time. Pero that is all for today. At next week, ang topic naman na naisip ko is kindness. I think magiging maiksi lang din yun. There are few points lang na gusto kong i-discuss tungkol sa kindness. But yun. That is all. Thank you for listening. Paalam.